Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share poetry and prose that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. And today's piece is called Abandon the Hindrance of Regret and Grow in the Grace of a New Song. Today's piece was written as a response to a reader question. Respond artistically to someone who is experiencing regret. And here's the answer. I think one of the heaviest burdens of human imagination might be the ability to have hindsight. After it's all over, events in the past start to seem a lot more predictable than they actually were. In full color, we start to see what life would have looked like if we had taken the leap or if we had not taken the leap. We can pinpoint the conversations that should have shown us the clues that everything was about to go terribly wrong. We can feel the weight of the actions that should have been a big hint. I know that not everyone looks back and thinks about all that went wrong, but respectfully, for this moment, I'm talking to those who do deal with this. If you don't look on the past and see things that you wish you could have changed, then I think that's a beautiful place to be. However, if you're on the other side of it and you are looking back with regret, I just want you to know this first. There is no shame. Perhaps at some point in your life, you have received some variation of this message. Live life with no regrets. You might be trying to push forward, but at the same time, you're overwhelmed with the feeling that different situations should have been made. I do not know where in your life that regret seems to scream the loudest, but I do hope that whenever you find yourself looking back into the tunnel that echoes the dissonance of the past, decisions hastily made, and good things that didn't last, I hope you are able to hear the music in your other ear, even if it plays softly and you can barely hear it through the noise. I hope you remember, even here, there is room for other tunes. The past will not change, but at the same time, the present moment is calling you to be gentle with yourself as you learn to allow your imagination to play the notes of an all-new song. So here's to abandoning the hindrance of regret, one breath at a time, one note at a time, one melody at a time. Perhaps in this new music, you'll find the permission and freedom to be fine, not perfect, but fine, with just enough courage to keep going, gracefully ever knowing there is more to your life than what you regret. And all of the things you have struggled to forget. Let the music remind you, there is more. There is more. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. Turn on a song that you really enjoy, and in your own words, describe, how does it make you feel? Thanks again for listening. Today's episode was brought to you by the Storyteller app, an app made by me, Morgan Harper Nichols, available on Apple and Android devices. Thanks for listening.